My friend Dana Gresh is an author and speaker and the founder of True Girl. And those roles often give her a measure of visibility.
Welcome to True Woman 22!
And my friend Erin Davis is also an author and speaker, and she's a host on the Deep Well and Grounded podcasts.
I'm Erin Davis. This is Grounded, a video.
What audiences don't know is that one woman had a huge effect on both Dana and me. God used her to shape our lives and ministry.
She's had no big platform, no national visibility. She just helps the women in her church and community understand the truth of God's word and how to apply it in their real life situations.
Dana and I wanted to introduce our audiences to this woman who's had such a big influence on us. So we convened in my hometown.
This is The Deep Well with Erin Davis. I'm Dana Gresh. If you've listened to The Deep Well before, you know Erin is passionate about teaching God's word. And normally that's what she does here on this podcast. But Erin also likes having conversations. And that's one reason that The Deep Well usually contains a section we call Erin Unscripted. That's where Erin chats with her co-host or answers questions from the audience. Well, this season of Deep Well is going to be different. Erin isn't going to be exegeting a passage of scripture or exploring a theme that runs through the Bible. She and I are going to talk with a woman who's had a huge effect on both of us, Tippi Duncan. Erin and I were so excited to talk with Tippi about all the things she taught us about God, His Word, and life in general. Our purpose was to capture her wisdom and to share it here on The Deep Well so that you could be blessed by it too.
Good morning.
It felt so important to capture Tippi's wisdom now that she was in her 80s.
I thought it was going to be a chance to share things Tippi has taught me over the course of life. So we expected to cover a variety of topics women encounter today. But those conversations ended up being a little different than we expected. In this series, we're going to focus on the realities of aging.
Your brain is sharp and
it doesn't feel sharp to me anymore.
We're going to examine the tragedy of dementia.
Hey, Mama. Tippi's waiting for you in your room.
I heard you had a big day yesterday. Did you go to the hospital?
And we're going to see a beautiful picture of walking with joy, even if the future's uncertain.
I've openly told my daughter and my grandchildren that I'm going into a dark place.
We'll see what it's like to trust God in every season of life. I wanted to have this conversation with you because I admire you so much and know you have so much wisdom. And I admire that you're a prayer warrior, of course. I admire how you love the word, of course. And I admire your love for people. But I really deeply admire your commitment. You walk every day. Mm-hmm. You get outside whenever you can. You work alongside your husband. You and David out there chopping wood and dragging limbs and doing all kinds of stuff.
I love manual labor.
Yeah.
It's good for my brain.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that is something that we can so often overlook as not that important, but it's been a discipline in your life all these mm-hmm. years, and I've seen the fruit of it. Mm-hmm. And I admire who you are as a wife and a mom and a grandma, and you're fun in those roles. Mm-hmm. And I think that we can showcase Jesus so beautifully through fun.
Ta-da. I make a lot of noises. I'll walk around the house and I'll go do 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 pop pa or whatever. And David said, "Honey, are you entertaining yourself?" I said, "Yeah."
It worked. It made me laugh.
Yeah, it's so important to have fun.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My youngest, Ezra, who's now 4, you regularly chase Ezra around and he runs and squeals and you run and squeal I just love it. And I'm sure Ezra's not the only one that you're silly with, but I love to see joy, even silliness, fun in the body of Christ. I think we could have more of that.
I do too.
I'm actually a dinosaur.
You what?
You and your husband, David, you ride a motorcycle.
It's a trike.
A trike, okay.
Right.
But what is a trike?
It has 3 wheels instead of 2.
You're 80.
I'm 80.
And you ride on the tray.
I ride in the back.
I love that.
I do
it's
too.
A bicycle it's belt for two.
Yeah.
A motorcycle belt for two.
Every weekend we take at least two rides in the country.
I just don't know that you know how unique that is, because I just see in you a commitment to fun, to having fun together, to having fun on
we
your own.
We have fun a lot.
You enjoy your life. You enjoy your husband. You enjoy your friends. Mm-hmm. And does that take discipline? Does that come naturally to you?
It didn't come naturally to me. I was very, very structured. I'm much looser than I used to be, you know.
Why do you think you love being outside so much?
I think I just love being in nature, you know. I love seeing mountains and water and new places. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. We've been to almost all the national parks. We have beautiful national parks. Mm-hmm. They're absolutely gorgeous. You know, we've been to Zion and Bryce, and we need to be in God's creation. Mm-hmm. And we really love that. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fun. We mix work and fun very well.
Mm-hmm. What kind of impact do you think walking has on our mental wellness?
I think it's absolutely essential.
Yeah? Why?
I really do. Well, because we're out in nature, you know, and the air is fresh, you know. Mm-hmm. It's good for us to be in nature.
Mm-hmm. There's tons of research that says that, you know, walking and hiking can be as powerful as a lot of the antidepressants that are handed out today. It can really have efficacy in making
it
well.
It does. It changes the brain.
There's data on how that works, and there's theories on how that works. But I always go back to Romans 1:20, that when we see creation, we are in touch with God's character and His power. Mm-hmm. And you cannot touch the character and power of God without it having a positive impact on you.
No, you can't. The minute I walk outside, I always feel better. You know, so I walk a lot. We were in Prague on a mission trip a couple of years ago, and we walked 13 miles one day. Mm-hmm. It was fabulous, you know. It's just good for us.
Yeah.
This is where the dogs are that I chase me. They're yappers.
Well, at the age of 80, all that hiking and activity and all that kind of stuff you do, I mean, have you ever been injured? Is there?
I was about 5 months ago. I was walking, and I walk in front of our house. It's a mile around, but I add on to it. And I was walking down the hill, and these dogs came running after me, barking. Mm. And I didn't know what dogs they were, so I turned around to confront them, and I lost my balance and fell. Mm. And my back is still not healed.
So is that risk worth it? Like, how do you calculate?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. I'm not going to stop going places and doing things. That's just not smart. Mm. You know, I'm not a hermit.
Mm. Tippi, what do you think as women in our 40s?
You're not in your 40s.
Well, you are.
I'm in my 40s.
I'm in my 30s.
You are?
No,
wow.
We're in our 40s and our 50s, our elegant 50s. What could we be doing now so that, you know, we're shining as brightly when we hit our 80th year?
Take really good care of yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, and do that.
I know you. I have access to your life, and so I know the scope of the kinds of ministries you have. And when we were talking about doing this season, I said, she's just a woman hidden in the church. She doesn't have her name on a book. She's not got a ministry under her name, but I know that you rock babies in the nursery a lot of Sunday mornings. I know that you take communion to shut-ins in nursing homes. I know that you also sometimes go to far-flung places to encourage missionaries. I know that your husband's on military bases equipping the police. You're doing it all in Jesus' name, and there's probably a lot that I don't know. But in your 80s, that is enough. In your 80s, what is motivating you to continue serving? I want to say in big and small ways, but we don't even know what's big and small in the kingdom. The Lord knows. But there, I think there's a lot of folks in their 80s that think, I've done my time. I taught Awana for 25 years. Now I'm just going to go to church. But you and David seem to be pressing into ministry.
I decided I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah.
David and I don't talk about retirement.
Mm. It's maybe a bad analogy, but Dan, I've heard you say about your marriage, like divorce, we just didn't talk about divorce. Divorce wasn't an option.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Good advice. And I love the thought of that being true with retirement too. Like, we're going to serve the Lord till he comes back for us.
That's right.
Retirement is not even something that we're shooting for.
And you can do service all different kinds of ways.
Yeah.
I only work 3 days a week, and that's good. And I have 2 or 3 women that I visit during the week,
mm-hmm.
like your mom, and just listened to their story and prayed for them and took them communion. So it's a blessing to me. I have a real passion for it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to stop doing it.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
One of the women I visit every week on Thursday is a widow, mm-hmm. and they were in our small group. Her husband died, and he was such a sweet man. And she is a very sweet woman. And she keeps saying to me, now you're going to have to quit working and so you can stay all day. She's 92. She's as sharp as a tack. She listens to scripture right before she goes to sleep. She reads the Bible all the time and she knows it well.
I think if you're in touch with God's spirit, your bodies change, right? You become less physically able to do as much.
Right.
But if you're still in obedience to God, he's going to tell you the next right thing.
And that's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking of this woman. Her name was Elizabeth Sheets. She discipled me for a short window when I was in high school. When I was a missionary for Child Evangelism Fellowship doing 5-day clubs, she was my driver.
Mm. As in she drove the vehicle?
I couldn't drive. I didn't have a driver's license
right.
yet. So
okay.
She'd drive me around. And she was maybe in her 80s, but still driving. Sometimes I would spend the night at her house because the routing for our 5-day clubs would be closer to her house than my house. And I didn't know the treasure I had until she died. And my mom sent me her obituary. And I realized I was with a great one.
Mm.
She was a graduate of Moody Bible Institute, spent her whole life on the mission field. The stories of faith and making the name of Jesus famous in the countries where she served were amazing. And then when she retired and she wasn't strong enough to teach 5-day club, but she was strong enough to drive. And then I found out at the end, she was eventually in a home because she couldn't care for herself. She started a Bible study.
In the nursing home?
In the nursing home. And she just, the flame of God's spirit in her life never went out.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. Tippi, this is going to be uncomfortable for you to hear.
What?
That you're a great one. You and David sit in about the same place in church week after week, and you're near us. And I just look over at you. He's usually got his arm around you. I love that you two are still affectionate. Please always be affectionate.
Oh, yeah. We even kiss in public.
Ooh, I like it. And you, I mean, if I could, if there would be a moment where I could see how many of us you've prayed for, how many of us you've counseled, how many of us you've loved on, how many of us you've... I don't know if you want to think about your funeral. I don't want to think about your funeral, but I don't know where in our community we'll have it because the people who you've touched, the lives who you've touched is so significant. I know it doesn't seem that way to you, but you've made a tremendous impact. I'm tearing up just by being faithful year after year after year. So I hope that women who watch this and listen to this will get a vision for their own lives that they don't have to do something huge. They don't have to have their name on anything. They just need to be faithful to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and it'll add up.
Absolutely.
That's Aaron Davis and Tippi Duncan reminding you of something important. You can have a huge effect on the next generation of women, and you don't have to have a big platform to do it. Aaron and Tippi will be right back. Before they come, I want to let you know about a book that will help you invest in other women. It's called Spiritual Mothering, the Titus II Model for Women Mentoring Women. Maybe you thought, I'd like to be like Tippi and invest in the women around me, but sounds intimidating. How do I start? Well, this book will show you. You can get a copy by visiting reviveourhearts.com. And that's also where you can send us a note and let us know you appreciate the Deep Well podcast. And when you're at reviveourhearts.com, do me a favor and watch the video version of this podcast. You'll see Tippy and David riding their trike. You'll see Aaron, Tippy, and me hanging out on the Davis farm, and you'll go along on Tippy's early morning walks. You'll find that at reviveourhearts.com or subscribe to the Revive Our Hearts YouTube channel. On the next episode, I'm going to tell you four crucial things Tippy taught me about my marriage when it felt a little difficult. This entire season of The Deep Well is out now, audio and video. Now, let's get back to Tippy and Aaron.
Psalm 100 tells us, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing." I want the joy of the Lord to be seen in me every day. I want to serve the Lord with gladness until he takes me home, even when life is hard. And now, in her 80s, that's one thing Tippy is teaching me.
What do you want people to say about your life at your funeral?
First of all, that she loved Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that she loved people. Mm-hmm. I love a lot of people. God is so good to me. He sends me the most wonderful people.
Your funeral is going to be such a happy occasion because you've given your life to others and to Jesus, and that's what it's about.
I'm amazed at what he's done.
Yeah,
for me. Absolutely amazed.
The Deep Well with Aaron Davis is part of the Revive Our Hearts podcast family, calling women to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.